Welcome to the Avalanche Basin podcast series. The Avalanche Basin in Glacier National Park is a treasure trove of sights, sounds, and smells. The sculpting work of ice and water and the basin's wet climate have, over thousands of years, created a biologically rich environment that is unique within the park. To truly tell the rich story of life in the Avalanche Basin and to understand its complexities, the Crown of the Continent Research Learning Center partnered with graduate students from the University of Montana to create podcasts on various aspects of the basin. From geology to wildlife, each podcast has a different focus, but all give insight to the feelings this special place evokes. Listen to each segment in our series to learn, explore, and experience what makes this area such an extraordinary place.
Soon after moving to Montana for graduate school, a college friend showed up in town and convinced me to accompany her to Glacier National Park. It being September, we believed we could spend a weekend in the park before inclement winter weather hit. We were wrong. Cold winds and sleet swept across Logan Pass, challenging us on our hike to Hidden Lake. The experience led us down from Glacier's high country to seek out refuge in gentler climes. Leaving the Continental Divide for the west side of the park, we noticed a startling contrast in climate. We soon discovered the enchantingly named Trail of the Cedars in the Avalanche Basin, located 16 miles from the West Glacier entrance and near the head of Lake McDonald. Stepping onto the boardwalk of the Trail of the Cedars, I felt suddenly transported westward, from the arid Rocky Mountain west to the lush Pacific Coast trails of Washington's Olympic National Park that I had visited earlier that year. The air smelled of cedars, the thick canopy blocked the unforgiving, harsh mountain light, and a carpet of moss covered the forest floor. I also recognized familiar species of ferns, thimbleberry, lichen, and liverworts that I had come to know when working in Oregon. 6 months later, in the full throes of winter, I returned to the same site. Skiing to the Trail of the Cedars along the Going to the Sun Road was a much more laborious process than riding as a passenger in a car. But the six-mile ski into Avalanche Basin from Lake McDonald Lodge gave me the opportunity to slowly sidle up to Lake McDonald and develop a sense for the incredible landscape in which I found myself. I even heard a few avalanches off in the distance, reaffirming Avalanche Basin's namesake. The day was clear, sunny, and relatively warm for winter. There was no sign in the sky of the 35 to 40 inches of precipitation that falls annually here, making it one of the wettest areas in Montana. The basin is a much different place in winter. Even so, the lushness remains beneath the blanket of snow, and the upward expanse of western cedar and western hemlock block out the sky and remind me of the familiar towering giants of home. My initial impression of being back in the Pacific Northwest was not far from the truth. As the climate and ecology of the Avalanche Basin are analogous to it, thanks to the moist Pacific air system that dominates the area. This, along with the proximity to Lake McDonald, creates a very similar climate in Avalanche Basin to that of my home in the Pacific Northwest. The Pacific system brings the moist air, while the Canadian system hits the east side of the park with its brunt force, before moving over the Continental Divide to the west side of the park. The combination of the two and the nearness of the basin to the Continental Divide allows for both systems to interact, bringing significant precipitation to the area. Lake McDonald also influences the area by adding warmth and moisture, keeping the area temperate with winter temperatures around 21 degrees and summer temperatures averaging 65 degrees. This incredible kaleidoscope of weather patterns and location breathe life into Avalanche Basin. Moisture-loving plants not seen in other areas of the park thrive here. Ancient trees stand large and tall. It's a place unique, yet familiar. Avalanche Basin is a place of refuge from the cold and wind, and a place that stirs memories of home.
Funding for this project was provided by the Glacier National Park Fund.